Holding by Perchav Beis, right? We finished Perchav Aleph last time, and I hope to finish Perchav Beis this time. It's not a very long Perek, so short, but I hope to finish Perchav Beis this time, and this time and maybe a little bit into next time. And that's really, and we'll see that really Perchav Gimel and Perchav Dalet are the Hemshech of this Indian. We really got a little bit off topic, where the Baal Tanya began discussing what Achdusa Yisbarach means, what it means Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, what it means that the Baruch Shem is Echad, what it means Atu Koidim Shenivra Olam Ba'atu Mishenivra Olam, what it means that even though there's a Dibur, the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and we use that Lashon of Dibur, nevertheless, the Dibur is Ba'achdus HaPashut with the Rabbanu Shel Olam, even after the Rabbanu Shem speaks the Dibur. So even though, as we mentioned, our Dibur goes ahead and our Dibur goes to levels of Tzimtzumim, our Dibur begins in the place of the Etzem, the place of the Nefesh, then it goes to the place of the Meichen, then it comes down to the place of the Dibur, and then it becomes separate and, you know, apart from us. Nevertheless, by the Rabbanu Shem, even after the Zedibur of Ayyomer, you know, the Asar Mamaris Nevra Olam, nevertheless, that Dibur remains Bachduse Mamish, together with the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and remains one with the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And therefore, nothing, which means everything in creation, is created from Diburei Zibarach, from the Dibur of the Rabbanu Shem, and therefore, everything really remains Bachduse, everything remains together with the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and therefore, everything really is Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means that there is only one real existence, and the only real existence is the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Nothing else is a real existence, mitzidoy. Now we said, mitzidenu, from our tzad, there is a real existence. From our tzad, we're living in that world of the tzimtzum. That's what we'll discuss a little bit more in Perichav Beis. We're living in a place in which there is a reality, there is a yesh, there is something which looks seemingly to be nifrad and separate, apart from the Rabbanu Shel Olam, and looks like it's something which is a yesh b'fnei atzmai, and that's the olam that we live in, olam elashon halam, which is hiding that reality of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Mamela will discuss in Perichav Beis, he's going to go on and drop more to this mashal and nimshal of Dibur, and then I'll discuss the tzad of Ra, because again, if you remember, what we're really trying to get to is explaining how Anoichi and Layelacha are the sherish to Kol Torah Kula, that Anoichi is the sherish of all mitzvahs asay, Layelacha is the sherish of all mitzvahs lois asay, and then we'll define exactly how that's going to help us in Avodas Hashem, ultimately getting to what we discussed in the Sharblad of Kikar Velecha, Darf Ma'id, the Fichot Bavavchel Asaysa, how this is going to be, once we understand this concept of what he's talking about in Perichav, Chafalav, Chavbeiz, and Lodron Chav Gimel, we'll be able to understand how being involved in Avodas Hashem is Karev Elecha Darva Ma'id, and then we'll be able to, you know, utilize this tool that he's been talking about throughout these, you know, past few prakim, to be able to use them in a very practical way. And that's why, again, even though we're spending a little bit of time in that, I don't want to spend a tremendous amount of time in these prakim, because really it's Shar Yichav Amunah discussions. These are all discussions, which are tifa discussions and necessary discussions, and again, we've been discussing them, but really he's trying to get to a very specific point, explaining to us, and that's why, again, at least understand this on a very, very basic level, and when we get a Mitzvah Shem to Shai Yichav Amunah, we'll discuss this much more at length, to understand at least on a very basic level what Achdusa Yisbarach means, what it means, Rabban Shem Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, what it means Echad Yachad and Miyuchad, what it means Haya Hayve V'Yiyah, that idea of the Rabban Shem's Echad, Echad Abachtas HaPashad, even after the Nivra Olam, even after the world is created, because there's nothing Nifrad, there is no period from the Rabbanu Shem, and the Dibur, which by us is separate from us, nevertheless by the Rabbanu Shem, remains one with the Rabbanu Shem, and therefore all of creation remains one with the Rabbanu Shem, and there is no separation, there's no separate entity in the reality of the way the Rabbanu Shem sees things, and then Mamela will be able to understand what the opposite side of that is, what the side of Ra is, and then we'll be able to understand how we can use it in Avodas Hashem. But that's really what the point that he's been driving at through Parachaf, Chafalaf, and El Chavbeis, driving at this point of the Achdus of Hashem and what that Achdus really looks like. So let's begin Parachaf Beis, where he continues on the Mashal. And like we just mentioned in the Mashal that he mentioned last week, he mentioned that really the Mashal and the Nimshal are not perfect, because the Mashal of the Rabbanu Shem's Dibur being like our Dibur is not really a perfect mashal, because our Dibur becomes separate from us. The only way that the way that he said it's most comparable, and the way that he said that there is a mashal, is because the same way we understand that our Diburim are ka'ayin ve'efes nega the etzim of the neshama, nega the mechus of the neshama, the words that we speak don't have any effect on the essence of the neshama. Nevertheless, like we mentioned last week, the mashal and the nimshal don't really match up in this other tzad, because in one bechina they're similar. One bechina of the mashal and the nimshal are good, and the second bechina, the bechina of the fact that by us our dibur becomes something which is separate, and by the Rabbanu Shem it doesn't become separate, and that way our dibur is not like the dibur of the Rabbanu Shem. However, nevertheless, if the Torah uses that as a mashal, which means the Torah is the one that made this mashal, it's not a mashal that, you know, the Dibna Magid made. There's a mashal made by the Rabbanu Shalom. The Rabbanu Shalom says, "Vayyomer elikim he are." That means that the Rabbanu Shalom is saying that the world is created with the koyach of dibur. Now, if the mashal and the nimshal that the Rabban Hashem is giving us are not perfect, so we have to figure out how they could be much more aligned than we've spoken about in Perichav Aleph. And that's really what he's going to explain in Perichav Beis, is that even though we've been discussing in Perichav Aleph how the Dibur, the Rabban Hashem, is Ba'achdus Pashut with him even after he speaks it, and therefore it's not like our Dibur, on the other hand, it really is like our Dibur, and therefore the Mashal and the Nimshal match up really, and our Dibur is like the Dibur of the Rabban Hashem. And therefore, the mashal goat fits with the nimshal. That's what he says in Perichav Beis, and then we'll see the second half. Perichav Beis is a bit of a different idiom. Perichav Beis, page Chav Zayin. Raksha Torah dibra kolashem and eldam. The Torah speaks kolashem and eldam. Minikra b'Torah dibur shamakayim yizbarach. The Torah calls it dibur shamakayim barachu. B'shem dibra. The Rabban Hashem, the Torah itself calls the dibur of the Rabban Hashem dibur. Dibur mamash ki dibur shel adam. Why lefish she'be'emes. Kahu. The reality is that it is true. That even though it looks, and even though we know that mitzad Rabban Shalom, there is no period, but lefish ba'emes kahu. Derech yiridis from shachas achias latachtoinim, v'tzim tzumim rabim, v'atzumim miminim shoinim, li'baris mem bruim rabim, minim miminim shoinim. Right? Which means what happens is that the reality is that it is true because there's something called a tzimtzum, and because the way we experience it is that we're seeing it through many, many layers of levushim. Levushim on top of levushim on top of levushim, from the place where it's ba'achtos yizbarach to the place where we're able to see a reality, and the reality of millions of different types of minim. Minim and minim shayna means that it's not just the Hashem created one reality, but everything that's in the world, every type of bria, every type of animal, every type of tree, every type of flower, every type of person are all coming from one shayrish, the shayrish of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's the way that we experience it. So even though you're right, from the Rabban Shalom's tzad, from the mitzidah of the Rabban Shalom, it remains ba'achdus ha'pashut, but the way we experience it down here is after all the levels of tzimtzumim. And the same way we mentioned that the dibur becomes nifran, to us it looks kaviyachal. It looks to us like the dibur has become a separate reality from the Rabban Shalom. It looks like we are Yesh, it looks like we have something separate, it looks like we are independent. So the dibur of the Rabban Shalom created that reality, right? And that's why his lashon is a very interesting lashon. He says, tafisha ve'emes kachu, which means, you know, people tend to think, we've mentioned this before, that, okay, so the whole world's a dimyon, right? Which means if we're saying that everything remains ba'achtas ha'pashin, with the Rabban Hashem, even after he created it, so that means that the whole world's a dimyon. That means nothing really took place. There is no world because we're not on the yesh. We're all fake, right? There's no reality to us. But clearly that's not true. And in Chabad, they talk about this again. It's clearly not true, right? Clearly, be'emes kachu, the Baal Tani is saying that there is a reality. Bereishis, Barley, Kemes, Hashemayim, Sa'aretz means the Rabban Hashem did create something. The Rabban Hashem did create a reality in which we are Nifrat, in which we are like we are a Yesh, which there is a separate independent existence to the world, seemingly for the Rabban Hashem. And that's because of that Indian of the Tzimtzumim. These many Tzimtzumim that the Rabban Hashem created that now makes at least to us, it has a reality, and it seems like, and again, he's not just saying that it seems like it, it's not just a figment of our imagination, it is a reality. The reality is that there is a world, and there is minim and minim shayinim, there is different types of brias, and there is different types of people, there's different types of animals, all of that is created through the level of its symptom. So again, on the one hand, the dibur the Rabban Hashem is ba'achtas ha'pasha with the Rabban Hashem, even after he speaks it, and there is no separation mechlal, and everything remains ba'achtas ha'pasha. At the same time, the dibur the Rabban Hashem is like our dibur, that it really does become separate, and it really, the Rabban Hashem created a reality. Again, the Rabban Hashem made that existence called Bereishis Bara Lekemes Hashemayim V'Sa'aretz. And in that world of existence, there is a separation. There's Shemayim, and there's Aretz, and there's Adam, and there's Chayas. There is a reality in which this Tzum, because of these Tzumim, Rabim, Atzumim, is now able to be Minim, and Minim, Shainim, and then able to be what looks to us, and what seems to us, and the reality, the way we live, is that the stock has separate existence. And Memela, Be'emes Kein Hu, like Be'emes Kachu. And again, how to be able to put those two things together is the million-dollar question. How on the one hand to be able to put together the fact that everything remains ba'achdus ha'pashut, and at the same time, the way we live, it's not just a dimyon, the way we live is be'emes kachu, that be'emes we are a separate independent entity, and be'emes we do live in a world which is an oilam, and there's an oilam, a higher oilam, it's an our oilam, and there are separations. That itself, how to be able to put those two things together is a very difficult question to be able to figure out how mitzad the Rabban Shalom everything remains ba'achdus ha'pashin, and mitzad us, we're living in the world of tzimtzum in which there are separations, and yet somehow elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. That itself is again akasha, which we can spend a long time in discussing exactly how that works, but we have to know that that's the reality. And therefore the mashal that Chazal gave, the mashal that the Torah gives, that mashal of dibur is right on both aspects of it. On the one hand, the dibur the Rabban Shalom is ba'achdus ha'pashin. The dibur the Rabban Shalom never leaves, so to speak, the Rabban Shalom and becomes a separate entity. And therefore everything in the world remains ba'achdus ha'pashin. Atu koydim shenivraylam, va'atu mishenivraylam. At the same time, At the same time, the Dibur the Rabbanu Shalom is also like our Dibur. That's also Nivdal v'Nifrid mid the Rabbanu Shalom, and it becomes, it creates a separality. And Bereish is Bara Elikim. Elikim is Ateva. The Rishim created Esa Shemayim Esa Aretz. And now there's a world. And now there's a Mayim. And now there's Aretz. All of the reality that we see is a reality in the way that the Rishim created through that level of Tzimtzum. And again, this is the world of Dibur. That on the one hand, it's our Dibur, the Rishim's Dibur is like our Dibur. At the same time, the Rishim's Dibur is never apart, and therefore everything really remains ba'achdas ha'pashim. Clear? Now he goes to drop vayter. Kol kach gavru. Now he says, not only did that level of tzimtzum allow there to be created briyim, bruim, rabim, meminim, meminim, shayim, various types of creations, but v'kol kach gavru v'atzma tzimtzuma v'hester apanim al yayinim, ad sheyuchlu l'savasu liboris gam dvarim tmei v'klipas esetra achra. Not only did that reality create meminim, meminim, shayim, it created something which looks like it's the polar opposite, something which is fighting the very existence of the Rabbanu Shalom, esetra achra, dvarim tmeim, klipas, it's something which is the opposite, something which has created a total hepech of what the Rabbanu Shalom is trying to do in the world. The Rabbanu Shalom is achdus is barach, and now you have the klipa and the sitra achra and dvarim tmeim, which is the opposite, right? And you know, by the gayim, it's looked at as a separate entity. There's, you know, there's God, there's the Rabbanu Shalom, and then there's the devil, and everything that's fighting the Rabbanu Shalom is a separate entity. But we know that obviously it's not true. Everything's coming from the Rabbanu Shalom. Everything's achdus apashad, and b'meilo the Rabbanu Shalom created this simtumim, which these simtumim are so strong that not only that could they create brim brum shat. Bruim, Rabbim, Minim, Shainim, they could also create a Sitra Achra and a Tumah and Dvarim Tmeim and Klipas, which are going ahead and fighting, so to speak, the Rabbanu Shalom. Now on the opposite side, it's a Sitra Achra and Afal Pekin. It's created from that same place of Achta Sapashin. Right? And that's why his Lashon is, it's the Kolka Gavru of Atzma Tzimtzumim, which means in the world we exist, there's many, many layers between us and the beginning of creation, right? Between the Olam Atzilus and Olam Asiyah, there's many, many layers of cloth separating us. But the layers of cloth that are there are just, the reason why there's so many layers of separation is because we're so far away. So there's just another layer, another layer, another layer. It's just a lot of layers of cloth which create a very thick separation. These tzimtzumim that are creating Sitra Achra are not just in the fact in how many there are. It's not just in kamos that there's a lot of tzimtzumim. It's in eichas also. In eichas, they're much thicker tzimtzumim, right? It's a gavru v'atzma tzimtzumim. These are stronger levels of tzimtzumim which create the ability for there to be Dvarim Tmeim, Klipas, and Sitra Achra. So these Tzimtzumim are there to be able to create this reality, which are now not only does it look like, okay, there's a human, there's Brim and Brum Shainim, now that also looks like there's a reality in which there's something which is Sitra Achra, something which is Dvarim Tmeim and Klipas, which are the Hepech of Achdus HaGizbarach. And not only that, not only are they created, Ulekabach Yusem, the Kiyum and Dvar Hashem, Ruach Piv Yisbarach, right? They continue to exist. And they continue to be able to live in this world by receiving constant chiyas from the Rabbanu Shalom, the Kiyum Dvar Hashem, Ruach Piv Yisbarach, the Hester Panim. The way they get is only the Hester Panim. If you read the Samadragis, right? They get in a way of Hester Panim. You read the Samadragis, but they're getting it directly from the Rabbanu Shalom. So you can have Elihim Acherim, you can have Avay Dezari, you can have Sitra Achra, Klipas, and Dvarim Tmeim, and all of them are coming from that same place. So again, mitzad the Rabbanu Shalom's way of seeing things, so to speak, everything's ba'achdas ha'pashut. There is no world. There is no separate entity. There's no separate existence. Everything remains atu koydim, atu mishinifar. Everything remains the same. From our existence, we're able to see that the separations, that there's differences, that there's a world, there's different people, there's a reality. And not only could it be a reality, not only could it be a world in which we view ourselves as being a yesh and something which is nifrat and nivital, may the Rabbanu Shalom, you could have things which go ahead and fight the very existence, so to speak, of the Rabbanu Shalom. And that's called Dvarim Tmeim, Klipas, and Sitra Achra. And it's all created from the many layers of Tzimtzumim and the gvura of these Tzimtzumim, the thickness of these Tzimtzumim, which create Dvarim Tmeim, Klipas, and Sitra Achra. And not only did they create it, they're the Kabbal Chiyusam, the Human Dvar Hashem, Ruach Piv, the Hestapon, we read this Samadragis. Ulchei Nikra, and therefore these things are called Elohim Acherim, right? Elohim Acherim, the way we simply teach it means there's other gods, right? Other powers, but what does it mean? Elohim Acherim, Pnei, Shini Kasam Vechiyusam, Ein Mechinis Panim. Where are they getting their Chiyus from? Not from the place of Panim Apanim, Elohim Mechinis Acherayim. Like I mentioned previously, the Beis already mentioned this concept, they're getting it from the place of Acherayim, the Kedusha. They're getting from the place of Acharayim the Kedusha. What does it mean, Acharayim? Well, Pirush Acharayim, we mentioned this mashal a few times already. God of an ice and davar l'sainai, shaloi berat sainai, shemashlicha loi klachar kaspai, ki machsar panam imenu misenasai, ki machsar panam imenu misenasai. That the person's giving, misenasai aisa, the person's giving something to somebody, but the way that he's giving it is over his shoulder. He doesn't want any direct interaction, any direct connection with the person that he's giving to, so he's giving something in a way that it's being given in a way that it's shleiber ritzoni. It's not done in a way which is ratzon. Not done in a way which is pnimius. Kach lemalo bechinas panim who pnimius are ratzon elyon. The panim of the rabbanu shabbat is the pnimius are ratzon. The cheftzayam amiti asher chafes Hashem. Lashpia chias l'chal akar of elav misitra de kedusha avasitra achava atoma who teivas Hashem asher son of the Rambam hates it that in a mashpia lachias me pnimius aratzen mechavtzay amiti it's not coming from the place of the pnimius aratzen asher chavetz by chas v'shalom kibim kaman the shadibat the kasve it's being given over the chias is being given over to these sitra achra like somebody throwing something over their shoulder l'shayne shaloyber atzayne done in a way that's loyber atzayne k'de lahanash done in a way that's shaloyber atzayne we'll see why in a second but it's done in a way shaloyber atzayne which. What he says over here is just important to know that generally there's three levels of the way that a person interacts with somebody else. There's something which is called pnimius haratzon, there's chitzonius haratzon, and then there's acharayim. Right? If you saw over here, he mentions acharayim, and then he mentions the concept of pnimius haratzon elyon. What's the difference between pnimius haratzon, chitzonius haratzon, and acharayim? So the mashal given by the mafarshim is pnimius haratzon means what do I really want? What's my real goal? Right? For example, a person has a parnasa, so a person's working. What's the purpose of their working? The purpose of their working is to make money. Why do they want to make money? They want to be able to provide for the family, they want to be able to put bread on the table, they want to be able to pay the mortgage, they want to be able to pay the school tuition. So when they're going ahead and they're involved in work, there's the pnimius haratzon of work, and there's the chitzonius haratzon of work. What's the pnimius haratzon of work? The pnimius haratzon of work is, I want to be able to make money to be able to provide for my family. What's the chitzonius haratzon? Chitzonius haratzon is that because my job entails me driving from point A to point B, my job entails me schlepping these packages. My job entails making these phone calls. So I'm going ahead and do the phone calls. Now, I don't mind making the phone calls. It's not something that I don't want to do. But that's not, if you ask me, what do I want out of my job? I don't want out of my job to be making phone calls. It's a necessity in order to be able to get the pnimius haratzon, which is to make the money. I need to go ahead and make the phone calls. I want to eat a certain food. Why? Because I like that food. That's pnimius haratzon. What do I need to do to eat the food? I need to go ahead and go to the store and pick up the food and buy the food and bring the food back home to eat it. I need to go ahead and buy the ingredients to cook the food. Now, when a lady's cooking the food, that's the chitzonius. The chitzonius haratzon is the cooking the food. What's a pnimius haratzon? She wants to be able to serve supper to her family. Right? So you have pnimius haratzon and chitzonius haratzon. The chitzonius haratzon doesn't mean that there's any sort of sinah, there's any sort of separation between what you're doing and you. It's not your ultimate goal. Your ultimate goal is something bigger and more than just what you're doing in chitzonius haratzon, but it's still there as a medium to get to the place of pnimius haratzon, right? So you can give a gift, to your wife. When you give a gift to your wife, the gift itself is the pnimius haratzon, which means, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to give something to my wife. There's nothing else. What I'm trying to do is give a gift to my wife, and that is the pnimius haratzon. If I give a gift to somebody that I work with, so that's not pnimius haratzon. I'm giving a gift to work with because I'm hoping that it's going to further the work relationships, and I'm going to get something out of it, going forward down the line. It's not just a way of me expressing my gratitude and my love towards a person. It's a way of me hoping that something's going to come out of a business partnership in a later point in time. So I'm giving something to the person, but I'm only giving to them in a way that really I have a pnimius haratzon, which is lying underneath the giving of the gift. But when I'm giving them something, I'm giving to them in a way which is chitzonius haratzon, and what's taking place underneath is pnimius haratzon. Hashem, when I give something to my wife, that's pnimius haratzon. That's giving something in a way that the gift itself is the means to an end. There's nothing else. I'm not trying to get anywhere else. It's that is the means to an end. That's the way of giving something to somebody to have somebody that I have it to. So I have pnimius haratzon, I have chitzonius haratzon. Then there's a level of acharayim. Acharayim means not that I'm going ahead and I'm working at a job that I understand that this is the way I'm going to get parnasa. Acharayim means that I'm doing something I'm miserable doing. I'm doing something that I don't want to do, but I know that this is what I need to do, so I'm going ahead and doing it, which means I understand that there's a greater purpose in this. I'm going ahead and a person gets a surgery, right? So a person gets a surgery for their health. Okay? They know that it's the right thing to do. They know that it's necessary for them to do. There's no, you can't call that it's not pnimius haratzon and it's not chitzonius haratzon. It's something which is acharayim. It's something which is an unfortunate reality. It's a necessary evil that they need to go ahead and do that. But the pnimius haratzon is to be healthy. But nebuch, and that what they're doing is not chitzonius haratzon. What they're doing is something which is called acharayim. So b'meila, their relationship with what they're doing is a very bitter relationship. It's a relationship which, okay, I have to go ahead and do this, but no one looks forward to a surgery. No one's excited about a surgery. It's a necessary evil. This is what needs to be done. And b'meila, okay, this is what's done. What do I want? I want to be healthy. I want to be back to the place that I can get on my own two feet and be able to walk and be able to, be a healthy person. So the relationship with the surgery is not the same relationship they have to your job. The relationship to your job is a way of chitzonius haratzon, to get the goal, the money, that's pnimius haratzon. But this chitzonius haratzon, doing the work. When it comes to being involved in a surgery, that's acherayim, and the goal is the pnimis haratzon. Is the goal is to be healthy. So mail, there's three levels: pnimis haratzon, chitzonis haratzon, and then acherayim. And that's why acherayim means that I'm going and I'm giving something to somebody, but it's not that I'm giving something to a business partner for the sake of getting something out of it. And it's not even that I'm giving something to somebody that I'm giving to a cashier in the supermarket. It's chitzonis. It's not that would be chitzonis haratzon. I'm giving something to somebody. I buy something of somebody. I'm giving them money. I have no feelings, positive or negative, towards them. I'm giving them something, giving them money for the sake of getting something out of them, for the sake of getting the pnimis haratzon there. I want what they're selling. When I go ahead and I give something to somebody that I don't like, somebody that I'm upset at, somebody that I'm angry at, so then I'm doing it in a way of acharayim. Then not only is there no pnimis haratzon, but then what's happening over here is not even chitzenis haratzon. What's happening over here is that I don't want any relationship, so I turn my back on them and I give it to them. Right? I'm sure this happened in your houses as well, but whenever two kids fight over a toy, right, one kid grabs a toy away from the other kid, and you tell kid A to give back the toy to kid B, most of the time they don't walk over and hand the toy to kid B. That's not what happens, at least not in my house. I don't know. Right? What happens? The kid throws the toy at the other kid. Right? Okay, you want it back? Here, you can take it, and throws it across the room. Right? What are they doing? That's a acharayim, which means I don't want to give the toy back to you. I'm giving the toy back to you because Mamir Tati said I have to give it back to you. So it's a acharayim, which means, okay, I have to listen to my parents. That's the pnimis haratzon to listen, but I don't want this relationship. I don't want to give the toy back to you. It's a necessary thing that I need to do. It's a necessary evil, and I need to give it back if I want to be able to continue and continue functioning in this house. I have to give it back. But that's acharayim. You're giving it to them, but throwing it over the shoulder, there is no connection to that relationship. So with the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Kav Yachad, there's also this pnimis haratzon, this chitzonis haratzon, and then there's acharayim. So obviously with Klal Yisrael, that's pnimis haratzon. When the Rabbanu Shel Olam is mashpia to Klal Yisrael, that's pnimis haratzon. When the Rabbanu Shel Olam is mashpia to the rest of the world, to the trees and everything else that's taking place, even the Umas Ha'olam, that's chitzonis haratzon, which means they're there, but they're there for the sake of something bigger than that. Voracious is Bishvil Yisrael Shenikaracious. So Hashem created the world, but the world has an end goal to it. The world is a means to an end. What's the end? The end is Klal Yisrael. So when the Rabbanu Shem is Mashpia to Klal Yisrael, that's Pnimius HaRatzin. The Rabbanu Shem is Mashpia to the Umas HaOlam, the Rabbanu Shem is Mashpia to everything else, all of other Tev in the world, that's the Rabbanu Shem being Mashpia in a way of Chitzenius HaRatzin. It's the Rabbanu Shem is being Mashpia. There's an interaction, and he's not turning his back on them, but there's no interaction with the Pnimius HaRatzin. That's not the real goal. The goal is Voracious Bishvil Yisrael Shenikaracious. Now, the third level is when the Rabbanu Shem is Mashpia to Ra, to the Sitra Achra, which again, the Rabbanu Shem creates it, the Rabbanu Shem is Machayet, the Rabbanu Shem is Mashpia to it at every second. The Rabbanu Shem is keeping it alive, and the Rabbanu Shem is Mashpia to it. The way that he's Mashpia is Rene Vacharayim, which means it's a necessary evil. It needs to exist, like the surgery. It needs to be there because, again, like we're saying in a minute, there is a purpose in the evil. There's a purpose in the Ra, but the Rabbanu Shem, it's a necessary evil. In order to get to the ultimate tachlis of Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikaracious, there needs to be Eitz Hadas Tov Ra, and there needs to be an Eitz Chaim. Otherwise, the world can't exist. Otherwise, there's no Bechira. Otherwise, there's no Tzchar for Tzadikim. There's no Einish for Rishon. Otherwise, it's Namad Kisufa. So the world needs the evil to exist. So Rabbanu Shem says, okay, evil is a necessary evil. So Rabbanu Shem needs to create, so to speak, evil. It needs to be mechayy evil. It needs to give chias to evil, but it's not done in a way that the Rabbanu Shem is excited, so to speak, about doing it. The Rabbanu Shem is not even just not excited about it. The Rabbanu Shem fakir. The Rabbanu Shem is, so to speak, throwing it over his shoulder and saying, okay, he'll be mashpia to evil, and he'll create evil and give chias to evil, but the way that it's done is always in a way of acharayim. And that's what he says. Mimela, everything's taking place in a way that the Rabbanu Shem is kaviyachol, throwing it over his shoulder. It's not panim upon him, it's achar ba'achar. Everything's taking place in a way which is back to back. There is no relationship bechlal. The Rabbanu Shem is not interested bechlal. Command the shadi basa ksufi, the soine, shaloi bera soine, rakadei. Why is it there? It's there because it creates this balance. It creates this world of bechira to give schar to tzaddik, to give schar toiv to tzaddikim, and to punish the rasham, the achven the sitra achra, to give schar toiv to the tzaddikim. That go ahead and are koife the sitra achra. V'zenegar bechinas acherayim the rotzen ha'elyon baruch hu. So this is acherayim. It's not the chitzonis rotzen. This is acherayim of the rotzen ha'elyon baruch hu. Is this creation of the inyan of ra? Behine, Ratzon Elyon Bebechinas Panim, this real Ratzon of the Rabbanu Shem, the previous Ratzon, who Makara Chaim and Machayas Kolay Lomas, is Machay Olay Lomas. Ulafisha ain't Sherek Klau ala Sitra Achra, since it's not Sherek Bechlau on the Sitra Achra, the Gam Bechinas Acharayim Sheratzon Elyon, Eino Melubish Besaychem Mamish Ela Makif Alem Ela Mala. Now he says another Chiddush. Not only is the Rabbanu Shem not Mashpia in a way of Pnimius Aratzin or Chitonius Aratzin, but he's being Mashpi in a way of Acharayim. But even the Hashpa that the Rabbanu Shem gives is not Melubish B'Seicham. It doesn't go into the place of Sitra Achra Mamash. Rather, it stays as a Makif. It's Makif Allah Melamala. It surrounds it. It sort of hovers above it, but it doesn't go inside of it. Because again, if the Rabbanu Shem is not interested in the reaction, so in that interaction, the Rabbanu Shem will first of all throw it over his shoulder, so to speak. But also, the way that the Rabbanu Shem is Mashpia is not a way that the Rabbanu Shem is going to allow
that chias that's going in to be able to go directly into the Sitra Achra itself, because that means again that automatically that there's some sort of relationship, there's some sort of interaction. So it gives a chias, but the way that it gives a chias is in a way that it's makif, in a way that it's makif alav melamala. That's why all this, the place of the Sitra Achra is a place of tumah, and it's a place of misa. Why? Because what's taking place over there is all misa. It's all the hepech of pnimis arasim. It's all the hepech of having a relationship to Rabbanu Shalom. It's all the hepech of having that pnimis of the Rabbanu Shalom being magala inside of us. Right? By us, the neshama is not a makif. By us, the neshama is a pnimi. The neshama comes inside of us because the Rabbanu Shalom is mashpia to every one of us in a way of pnimis arasim. A male that the neshama that comes to us comes inside of us. It comes as the pnimis. It comes inside of us. It's the arpnimi. Masha'enkin, by the Sitra Achra, two things take place. First of all, it's only getting in a way of Acharayim, which means, first of all, in terms of the quality of what it's getting, it's only getting Acharayim. Second of all, even where it goes to, even in terms of what it's getting, it's only getting something which is a makif. Nevertheless, there is a little bit. There is a little bit that goes inside of it, right? Because if it just remained at the level of a makif, it wouldn't be able to give a chias. Everything needs a nitzitzavelkus inside of it in order for it to be able to exist. Acharayim the kedusha shalamala who begins golas mamish b'seicha is that inin of golas b'seid golas hashchina. Like I mentioned again, he always uses this word of seid golas hashchina. This is the big seid that the Rambam takes, you know, kaviyachal, a part of his part, you know, his mashpia, part of himself to give chias to the Sitra Achra, and it goes into the Sitra Achra. But all of it is just it's a tiny drop of what's coming down. Is most of it's a makif, and whatever's coming down is a tiny drop, and that tiny drop that's going inside is only acharayim of the kedusha shalamala, and memela, everything that's taking place is a begin of Golas Mamash, the site of the Golas Hashchina. And Mimela, it's a place of Tumah, it's a place of Misa, it's a place of Sitra Achra, it's a place of everything that's negative, because all it is a drop of Chiyas, there's a tiny drop of Chiyas, and that Chiyas that it's getting is only in the way of Acharayim. And Mimela, it's the Hepech of the place of Kedusha, the Hepech of Pnimius and Chitzanius and Ratzin. That's why it's called Elohim Acherim. So again, the first reason why he said it's called Elohim Acherim in the parak is because Elohim Acherim, Elohim Acherim means Acherim Eloshin Acherayim. It's Elohim Acherim because it's getting its chias for the place of Acherim. Now he says even more than that. Elohim Nikr B'Shem Elohim Acherim, she avoided Zaram Mamash. This is not just Elohim Acherim means that it's the hepech of the Rabbanu Shalom, which means Zavai Dezara. Why? Ki me'achar she'or v'chiz ta kedusha. Hu b'chin is golas p'seichai. Eina b'teila klal agab kedusha si HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since this Sitra Achra, all it has is a tiny drop of chias, and that tiny drop of chias is a b'chin of golas b'seichai. So b'meila now, it doesn't have the full expression of the Rabbanu Shalom revealing himself inside of the Sitra Achra, and then the middle of the Sitra Achra is not potel to the Rabbanu Shalom. When by us, when we have an neshama inside of us, and the neshama inside of us is coming from the previous of Ratzon of Hashem, so the middle of mevatel ourselves to the Rabbanu Shalom, because we understand that we're getting a rechias from the Rabbanu Shalom. We're able to see that panim relationship, and melor mevatel ourselves. Masha enkin the Sitra Achra, and that place of the klipa, and the place of dvarim tmeim, it's not receiving it in a way that it's able to really, really understand and really be able to trace its source back to the Rabbanu Shalom. So memela, its chias is coming in a way, obviously from the Rabbanu Shalom, but it's coming in a way of acharayim, and it's coming in a way that's only a tiny drop of chias. And memela, it starts to view itself as a total independent entity. So again, we began the parak by saying that the deeper the Rabbanu Shalom on the one end is bachduse mamish. At the same time, in Parak of Beis, he's telling us that even though it's bachdusei, it looks to us the way it's created through the level of tzimtzumim that there is a yesh, there is something by itself. But Zakta Baltanya, but there's a massive difference between us and between the Sitra Achra. Because us, even though we're created through the levels of Tzimtzumen, nevertheless, the hashpah that we get is from the Pnimius Haratzin. The hashpah that we get is from the place of Panim Upanim. So, Mimelo, we understand that where we're getting our chiz from is from Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Shem Echad. We're getting our chiz from Achdusa Gizbarach. We're getting our chiz from the Dibur and the Mamar of the Rabbanu Shalom. So, we're able to see a direct correlation between us and the Rabbanu Shalom. Masha Enkin, the Sitra Achra, and the Dvarim Tmeim, and the Klipas, they're also getting their chiz from the Rabbanu Shalom, but they're getting in a way that it's mostly Makif, 99% Makif. The 1% that's inside of it is only Acharayim. And Mimela, and now views it. Not just the way we view ourselves as okay, we you know we're distant, we're created through tzimtzumim. It starts to view itself as a total independent entity. And Mimela, it's not bottled to Rabbanu Shalom, and that's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah means anything, like we said, that's not bottled to Rabbanu Shalom is automatically Sitra Achra. It's automatically something that thinks of itself as Acher, Sitra Achra, like you said earlier. Sitra Achra means it's Acher, it's something that views itself as being independent, views itself as being something which has its source of Chias from somewhere other. That level of Elohim Acherim now becomes Elohim Acherim now is widened to now not just mean Avodah Zarah, but it means anything, Sitra Achra, Tuma, anything that's not bottled to Rabbanu Shalom that views itself as being a separate entity now becomes Avodah Zarah, because now it becomes something which is not Megala Achdusis Barach. So again, in Perek Chaf Chaf Aleph, we spoke about Shema Yisrael Shema Kana Shema Chod. Now he's saying there is a concept of Elohim Acherim, right? The next, you know, Anoichi Avai Lekecha, Lo Yilacha Elohim Acherim. What is Elohim Acherim? Elohim Acherim is not just bowing down to a Getchka. Elohim Acherim means when a person lives in this world without recognizing that the chias that I get is directly from the Rabbanu Shalom, and a person lives in that way of being, you know, of the Sitra Achra, a person says that I'm not bottled to Rabbanu Shalom, that itself is a Bechina of Avodah Zarah. That itself is Elohim Acherim. And Mimela, it's called Elohim Acherim. Why? Because they're not bottled. The Adarab, Magbiya Atzma, Kenesha Lemer, Aniva Afsi Oid. It's me, and I'm the only one. Kamayimer, you are like Pari said, you are Levan Yasasani. I made everything. I made all the Gedula. I made everything in this world. Lachain Amr Chazal, Shikasis Ruach Shkula Kavodah Zarah. Peldika Chazal. Chazal said if a person has gaiva, it's shako kavaydazar. Peldika Zach, how is it shaykh? They could have a yid who's a maimon, and all he's a maimon. He believes in the Rabbanu Shalom. He davens every day, three times a day, talis, tefillin, Shabbos, kashas, everything, nida, he does everything. Nevertheless, he has bal gaiva. Chazal says he's shako kavaydazar. Shako kavaydazar, he's a maimon. He learns chavis alav sharvatachan every day, right? For an hour a day. He's mamash a maimon in the Rabbanu Shalom. He told me he's a kaifer. Tell me shako kavaydazar. What's the pshat? Pshat is that gaiva, the root of gaiva, means this level of Elohim Acherim. The root of Gaiva means that you view yourself as being independent from the Rabbanu Shalom. So it doesn't make a difference how much you daven and learn and everything like that. If a person's about Gaiva, Gaiva means that you're Shakal Kavai Dezar. It's not Avai Dezar, but Shakal Kavai Dezar Mamash. Why? Because Ki Ikra V'Sherish Avai Dezar. What is Avai Dezar? What's the Sherish of Avai Dezar? Sherish of Avai Dezar is not a Getchka, not a piece, not a wood, not silver and gold. The Sherish of Avai Dezar is mashanechshav adar refnei atzmai nifrad. Anything that looks at itself as being nifrad mekdushas shalomakam v'loy kfir b'Hashem lagamri. It doesn't only mean kfir b'Hashem lagamri. Say that there is no Rabbanu Shalom. You can believe that there is a Rabbanu Shalom and nevertheless think that you're independent from the Rabbanu Shalom, and that's also kfir. That's also lehem echer. That's also avodah zarah. Kedei isa begemara the karle elaha delah. Right? They called avodah zarah. They called the Rabbanu Shalom. The Rabbanu Shalom is the God of their gods, which means there is a God, but our God is independent power. Right, that's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah doesn't mean that you're kaifer mamish in the Rabbanu Shalom. You can believe there's Rabbanu Shalom. If somebody stops you in the street, you'll say there's Rabbanu Shalom. But if you believe that you have independent power, if you believe in kaichiv oitzim yadi, if you believe you are a leva neyasasani, that itself means it's a bechin of Avodah Zarah. It's kai Avodah Zarah mamish, because that's the shirish of Avodah Zarah. There is a Rabbanu Shalom. There's a God of our gods. But nevertheless, we're a yesh. We're also able to be something. As you mentioned earlier, the kedusha is only shayra and that which is bottled to it. L'chein nikra turi de part turi de pruda b'zera kadosh. Zera kadosh calls it mountains of pirud. Right? What's a mountain of pirud? Mountain of pirud means if you hold yourself up like a mountain. If you have yeshus and gaiva and you pick yourself up like a mountain, not like our sinner, which is a low mountain. If you pick yourself up like a real mountain, that becomes the piruda. That becomes an inin of pirud, an inin of separation. That itself becomes a avodah zarah. That itself means a lack of bittul to Rabbanu Shalom, and that's this inyan of kol mezgah kilo oivad avodah zarah. The gasas ruach hashaka kavodah zarah, because it means a lack of bittul and lack of recognizing the achdus Hashem Yisbarach. So memela, again, just to sum up what we've seen in Parakhaf, Chaf Aleph, and Chaf Beis, in Chaf and Chaf Aleph, he discussed achdus Yisbarach. He discussed what it means. What it means that even after the Rabbanu Shalom created the world with everything that's created, nevertheless, nothing separate from the Rabbanu Shalom. Everything is one with the Rabbanu Shalom. Then in Perek Chaf Beis, he says, nevertheless, the way we experience existence, and again, it's not just a fantasy, right? The way we experience existence is that there is a separation. What's the difference between us and Avodah Zarah? Is how much bittul is there. The more bittul that there is, the more we understand that our source and our chiyas comes from the Rabbanu Shalom, that we're receiving in the way of panim upon him, not in the way of echarayim. And the more we open ourselves up to being mevatel ourselves to the Rabbanu Shalom, the more we're connecting to Achdus Yisbarach. The more we're able to be magala, Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Hashem Echad, Anoichi Havai Elokecha. We're able to be magala that Anoichi Havai Elokecha, and Atu Koidim Shinivra, Atu Mishinivra, because we're being magala, we're not really nifrad. We're not really separate from the Rabbanu Shalom. It looks like we're separate, but the bittul means that now we get to ourselves to the place that we're not separate from the Rabbanu Shalom. Meshe'en came, the Avodah Zarah, Sitra Achra, a person who has Gaiva, and a person who has any, like we'll see, involved in any Averis, that means that, no, this is Rabbanu Shalom, and he created the world, and the world is now really separate from the Rabbanu Shalom. They're not like we said in Perek Chaf and Chaf Aleph, that it's everything's Achtas HaPasha with the Rabbanu Shalom. No, there's a separate world, and now there's powers to be, and now there's Sitra Achra, and now there's devils and demons, and now there's other things that come in. There's other ways that a person can, you know, be in the the other side of the Rabbanu Shalom, that itself is the world of Avodah Zarah. So, Amelia, Anoichi Avodah Kecha is a Chedusa Yisbarach, Leyilochel Lehim Acherim means a lack of recognition of a Chedusa Yisbarach, which is a lack of Bittul to Rabbanu Shalom, and Amelia, a person then doesn't receive in a way of Panim upon him, you receive in a way of Acherayim, and whatever is received is only a tiny Nitzitz, and that Nitzitz is in a way of Golos Hashchina, the side of the Golos Hashchina. Amelia, a person is not connected to Rabbanu Shalom, and a person is involved in that world of Leyilochel Lehim Acherim. These are the two sides of the fence. Again, one end, everything's ba'achtas ha'pashut. At the same time, the way we experience it is that through the tzimtzumim, there is a level of piyur, there is a level of separation, level of yesh, and the goal of that yesh is to make, the Baruch Hashem made a yesh me'ayin, the goal is to make back from the place of yesh, back into ayin, to make from yesh, back into ayin, to take all the yeshes that we have, and to bring it back to the place of ayin, to recognize that even though it looks like us, it looks to us, the way we experience it, is that it is a separate existence. Nevertheless, when we recognize that we're totally bottled to Rabbanu Shalom, and everything we're receiving, our whole chiyas is from the Rabbanu Shalom, and we're only receiving chiyas at every single second with the dibur of the Rabbanu Shalom, is ba'achtas ha'pasha with him, mamash, and it never kaviyachal left the Rabbanu Shalom, then memela, we're connected to that world of anoichi avayla kecha. Masha'inkin faker, when Yir is involved in that world of pirud, he is involved in that world of saying, Yar leave, Ani Asasani, that Yir is involved in that world of Aniva Afsi Oyav, creating something independent on my own, that's the world of the Kfira, that's the world of Avedizara, that's the world of Gaiva, that's the world of Leyilacha Lehmecherim, and that's the opposite of that. Now, again, we'll go on so next week, and I'll explain the parak of Gimel and Chavdalid, how this is going to be very, very practical. This Tifa understanding a little bit on what Achtas HaPasha means, what the Rabbanu Shalom means, we'll understand how that's going to be, relate to very, very practical Chelek Mavoida, and that's really Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, and then really after that it goes on to, many, many more in Yanim, really from the second after the Tanya.